Welcome to this episode of the Book Marketing Success Podcast. Today, again, I'm covering Lesson 3 of the Back Cover Copy Sells Books. And today I want to talk about testimonials as making great back cover copy. Now, one of my readers shared another key idea for back cover copy, testimonials. Linda Condrillo had a suggestion for the back cover. She said, visualize what you want on the back cover, including rave reviews from prolific authors. Then send your final perfect manuscript to those authors or other prominent people you admire or know. Ask them to write a review for your book, and also have a sample of suggested text waiting just in case they ask you for it. You may be very surprised at the responses. I did just that. Voila. Now, I'm showcasing some of the her back covers on the podcast website so that you can see exactly what kinds of testimonials she was able to collect for her back cover. Then I wanted to talk a little bit more because Linda's strategy outlined using testimonials is the same strategy I've used on the back cover for my 1001 Ways to Market Your Books. And I showcase again the latest version of my back cover. And I'll even read you one or two of them. No one tells the author these things, not the publisher, not the writer's rep, just John Kramer. And that's from John Robert Marlowe. Another testimonial, this book should be on the bookshelf of every author, publisher, and bookseller who really wants a successful book. And this is from a reader of mine who actually lives in Russia, Alexander Petrochenkov. And another one, this is from, Dennis Hester. And he's a pastor, and he says, live, learn, and succeed. Don't taste, but devour Kramer's book. And another author, the CEO of Mighty Guides Incorporated, he said, over the years, it's the only book that I've purchased multiple copies to give to my employees. So you can see how you can use testimonials to give people an idea of the kinds of ways that they can use it. Get publicity. In the case of 1001 Ways, it helps people get publicity, train their people that work for them in their publishing company. It can be used. Another example is an author, a self-publisher, age 22, who created a number one national bestseller in Australia. So you get a wide range of people and a wide range of how they value your book. That can make an incredibly powerful sales pitch for your book. If you collect the right testimonials, they can really sell a book. Are you convinced by any of the testimonials that I just shared with you? I know that I get inspired by the testimonials whenever I read them. They keep me going.